מאמר שנמצא בכתבי רבש כרך ג'
46,
מאמר 305, עניין הרע.
The meaning of evil.
עמוד כתבי רבש ג'
1746,
מאמר 305,
עניין הרע. In the records, the meaning of evil. The meaning of evil. The evil in a person is regarded as evil only when one feels that it is evil. That is, the extent that the evil prevents him from receiving abundance determines the measure of the evil. Normally, if one loses a penny to one's friend, he does not hate him for this, since a penny is not important enough to fight with the other over it. But to the extent that his friend causes him losses, the level of hatred forms in him until he cannot stand him. It follows that to the extent that a person has importance of Torah and mitzvot, commandments, to that extent he can determine the measure of hatred for the evil, which interferes with his engagement in Torah and mitzvot. For this reason, if a person wants to come to hate the evil, he must increase the importance of spirituality. At that time, he will receive such a measure of hatred that will remove him from befriending his evil. As it is written, you who love the Lord hate evil. That is, to the extent that a person loves the Creator, so he hates those who interfere with loving the Creator.
Yes.
Where all the evil is altogether hatred to the Creator.
Yes.
Thank you, Rav. Concerning the questions about the good deeds, when we do a good deed because we think we're good, it's because how we grew up this way. Is it bad because it's toward me, and to ask for the right intentions before the Creator is the way to do a good deed?
Yes.
Thank you.
Ma.
הבנתי שאני צריכה להתקדם דרך הרע.
I understand that I need to advance through the bad.
מה זה מי אמר?
Who told you that?
What do you mean, who said it? That we've been talking about it the whole lesson, that you have to have the bad in order to advance. When a person thinks that he's good, he's got nothing to ask for, to pray for, right?
Why?
It's the mechanism, I don't know why.
He should use this good in order to be connected to the Creator.
Now there is bad, no problem. In me there is bad. I see it, I feel it. I'm asking how not to run away, how to use it.
That's something completely different. It's opposite what you just said.
According to the articles, the bad is necessary for advancement. Right or wrong?
Correct.
Okay, so it exists in me. I feel it all the time.
אבל אני רוצה לברוח ממנו.
But I want to run away from it.
איך לקחת אותו?
למה?
How do I take it?
Why?
Because it's bad for me.
יופי, נכון.
But without it you won't advance.
Good, right. So how do I keep it and take it and use it to as a thrust to go up, and don't run away from it, because I feel these are the moments when you choose if to advance or not.
Yes.
So how?
לתפוס את הבורא.
rip onto the Creator and demand from Him that you don't want to disconnect from Him.
So, a prayer.
Prayer?
Thank you, Rav.
The first one already asked.
A
friend from the ten is asking this. I want only the good to exist. I want to destroy the evil and be only good. How?
Well, what can you recommend to her? It's your friend.
No.
Well,
that without the evil, it's impossible.
Yes, but what to do with this evil so that you can advance to the good?
No.
Well, use it and ask to correct it?
At least that way. Yes.
Tov. No.
Shalom, Rav.
What happens when hatred between friends is revealed and they can't overcome it? They just want to kill each other.
It's
a state that
there's only one thing in this: a lack of greatness of the Creator. That's it.
It's hard for us to overcome it.
No. Just think. It's the lack of the greatness of the Creator which leads a person to such calculations.
Each one wants the Creator for himself? To snatch him?
For it to be to himself, but great. Being before me like a star. That I don't let go.
Beseder.
Okay. So not to let go of the Creator, and that's how the end, hatred between us will end?
The Creator can correct everything, and He can also turn off the hatred. No problem.
Thank you.
Tov.
Okay, so, yes.
Thank you. So, a good deed is an act of bestowal. What is the definition of a good deed? It's when I succeeded in doing something in order to bestow.
Yes.
Out of a desire to be with my qualities, the same as the Creator.
Well, that already comes out as bad.
And a bad deed pushes me to hate it, because I see it doesn't let me, the pride doesn't let me be in the intention to bestow. So bad is to receive a reward. I want to receive something. So it pushes me to hate it and to go with faith above reason, that I don't want anything. I only want to bring contentment to the Creator, meaning move away from the bad. So that's basically a good deed.
Yes.
And the bad pushes me to disconnect from it. So that's why I need the bed all the time, because when I need the bed, I understand that I've already disconnected from the good, right? I stop being in faith, in bestowal, in equivalence of form. I don't feel like I'm in equivalence of form with the Creator. So here's where I need to see it. What's the indication that I'm no longer in bestowal, no longer in a good action, good deed? How do I check it? According to my feeling?
We need to think.
And if I feel the Creator, basically if I feel the Creator, it's perfect. The minute I don't feel Him, something is interfering with me, stopping me. I'm no longer in an act of bestowal.
It could be. I'm not giving you answers.
Okay. Thank you, Rav.
Yes.
תודה רב. אם הייתה איזושהי סיטואציה בעשירייה.
If there is a situation in the ten, which to me personally is hard to justify, and as it said in the article, as a result of the importance of spirituality, the greatness of the Creator, thanks to the ten, I got over the situation. What has that given me? What did I understand? That I prefer the Creator over the situation and I justify and I try to love. What does it give to a person within him that he has overcome, that he prefers the Creator over the...
He should come closer to the Creator, well.
But how? We said half guilty, half innocent. He saw the bad, he identified it.
Maybe that was before, but now he has to come closer to the Creator.
So what does this nearing to the Creator give him? What does it do inside of him? Does he acquire more vessels of bestowal? What is it?
She-ishal.
Okay.
He should ask.
She-ishal.
Okay. Thank you.
He should ask.
Ken.
Yes.
Katov. Va'az hu tzarich le'arbot b'chashivut.
It's written. Then he should increase the importance of spirituality, and then he'll receive the measure of hatred that will remove him from connecting with his evil. We see that there are many people who already hate their evil, feel it, yet cannot disconnect from it. They are at war with it, in conflict with it. So how to hate the evil in such a way that they disconnect from it and not remain at war with it?
There's what's missing is a connection with the friends, so that there will be a force against it.
Thank you.
Tov.
Okay.
Gershon.
Gershon.
Ken.
Toda Rav. Bchalal Toda Bofen Klali Ala Lakol.
Thank you, Rav. Thank you in general for everything. He writes here that when a person has love of the Creator, to that extent he hates those who interfere with his love in the Creator.
Again?
He writes, to the extent that a person has love of the Creator, to that extent he hates those who interfere with love in the Creator. What does it mean that a person has love for the Creator?
He has an attraction to be closer, to be more, to resemble the Creator more, to embrace Him.
What does it mean to love the
Creator?
Let's say it's like to love a friend.
Ken.
Because it's a condition.
Yes.
If I don't love the Creator, I will not reach recognition of evil.
Yes, that's clear.
The Creator is a quality, the quality of bestowal, right? So I'm trying to find a target. What do I need to love?
It's bestowal, love all the correct and good things. That's altogether the Creator. Yes? And you who wants to be like Him, you're asking to have the same qualities.
Why is it so complicated? Love is something good. It's pleasant. It's a great pleasure to love. It's a great pleasure. Why is it so complicated?
If it doesn't move through self-love, then love is not a good thing. It's a bad thing.
If it does go through self-love.
If it doesn't go through it.
I didn't understand.
If it goes through self-love, then what I love is good.
That's the current situation.
I don't know
what it is now.
If it goes through self-love, then it's good?
Yes. Because I love self-love.
Yes, but I have to get out of it. No?
Now we're talking about this, that if my love to a person or to someone or to something moves through self-love, then I love. I'm attracted. I'm drawn. I draw. I embrace, connect.
זה אהבת השם?
This is clear. Is this love of the Creator?
It's love. It doesn't matter to who or to what.
Okay, I'm a little confused.
כן.
אז רגע, להמשיך את גרשון, אז
to continue גרשון, he says that this situation is clear. Is this how we should act? To draw through self-love, love for the friends, for the path, for the Creator.
We need to make calculations upon this. Through which kind of love I develop now the attraction to someone, to something, to the group of friends, to the Creator, to, I don't know to what.
And that calculation, what is the right calculation by which we want to advance?
So, whether I am drawn towards them through the good attitude, connection, or I'm drawn to them through to cover for something, to cover something external.
So the measurement should be, is it from yearning or from suffering, for example?
Let's say.
And in this yearning, is there also the scrutiny? Is it because I feel good afterwards? The yearning is good for me still.
Yes.
Is there another scrutiny on it besides that it's good for me?
Yes, there's a lot of filling from yearning. If you think about someone that you have a yearning towards, towards your baby, towards, it doesn't matter, to someone, to a relative, then it fills you.
How can we, he writes here, he gives the example that if he loses a penny, it's no big deal. But if he sees that it causes him losses, and he begins to feel that it's losses, then he begins to develop hatred toward it. How in the yearning can we feel that the will to receive causes me losses, that it really prevents me from advancing on this path? What should I pay attention to? How do we notice that I'm not drawn by myself, but I'm being drawn by the greatness of the Creator, greatness of the goal, or for the friends?
Well, that's something you need to answer.
I can't. I can answer that. Okay, so I lost a penny. No big deal. We'll take step by step, one at a time.
It depends on what penny and what it belongs to.
I want us to break through into the common yearning, and not that we will advance there slowly.
Nice.
How can we do this? How do we come to a state where we really create, as this is like a hammer?
When you feel that you're connected together, and together you simply want to break through to the Creator.
What is this quality of togetherness that characterizes a breakthrough?
No, that's not together. Do you feel that there's a wall before you?
Yes, concrete.
Concrete, okay.
Yeah, so if we punch it now, our hand will break because we want to very much, but we can't break through.
Yes.
So what's missing?
What's missing is for you to want together and together turn to the Creator and for Him to go together with you.
Does
it require more such actions to try to find a different quality? I really don't understand.
No. Just connection. Just connection.
Tov. Ken.
Okay, yes.
Toda. Shela shel chavera, aval ze gam
shela. A question from a friend, and it's also my question. To move away from the evil, we have to come closer to the friends, right?
But
there is often rejection from the friends and from connection and from everything that basically helps us.
That's disqualified. That's
so what can we do?
Disqualify yourself in this.
So that's the recognition of evil, my rejection, my repulsion from connection, and then I see exactly where the problem is?
Yes.
And then what's the next step?
The next step? I have nothing to say. What do you think?
I
understand that this is the problem. I guess here's where we have to pray.
Let's say to pray, or nevertheless, to connect with the friends and cry to the Creator.
Connect externally?
And what's possible?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Dayora.
When you
said to Gershon that basically the love we can feel has to go through self-love, it's not confusing. The question is, did you mean that to even feel the Creator's relation, the only sensor we have is self-love? Is this what you meant?
We start with that.
Yes.
Now that sensor, does it also have to feel love of others? That self-love, so to speak, that inversion happens in him, that same sensor you feel, or something else?
No. The sensor.
Ken, Haishan.
How should I say it?
Haishan.
Yeah, sensor.
The sensor I feel. A connection with the friends and with the Creator is the same place that I need to work upon. The same place that I need to make accessible to the Creator and to see what the Creator does with me.
It's as if I take my sensor, I give it over to the ten and say...
That means that you put your heart on it, in their hands.
And then I say that everything I ever felt and ever feel will ever feel good, I want the friends to feel this good.
For you to connect. We don't need I yes and them no. And
yeah, it's common.
Not in them, in us.
In us.
Okay. All right.
We
still have more women here. What will I do with the women that are here before me? On the board? On the screen?
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
I wanted to know, what is love? And where does it begin in the four phases of direct light?
Love begins in the fourth phase of direct light. But it comes to us from all the previous phases. That's how love expands in the whole upper light, which comes to us and builds in us a kli for love.
Baror.
Clear?
But what is love?
What is love?
Yes.
Love is a demand to incorporate.
Drisha le'itkalelut.
A demand for incorporation. Okay, dear friends, what else do we have?
Thank you, Rav, and the whole wonderful world, Kli. Tomorrow we are in the preparation for the morning lesson at 2:40. And we'll end with a song.
Places, but now we're feeling near. The cloud of separations rising, things are getting clear. Juntos ya pasamos ascensos y caídas.
Y de estos estados aprendimos a alcanzar.
She'ahava drachim, haderech la'alot, ve'yesh ba'le'ashlim et kol ha'chesronot. She'ahava drachim, haderech la'alot, ve'yesh ba'le'ashlim et kol.
Когда гора сомнений нам преграждает путь, нас вера озаряет, и назад не повернуть.
Хама шевитану, кухену и хазек, холма шекибану, ламадну лехалек.